You're listening to SBS News.
Ukrainian military officials say 20 civilians, a group of women and children, have been evacuated from the besieged Azovstal steelworks in Mariupol. It follows mounting international pressure on Moscow after Russian President Vladimir Putin last week ordered troops to seal off the entire industrial area so that not even a fly could pass through. The deputy commander of the Azov Regiment of the Ukraine National Guard, Sviatoslav Palama, says both sides are maintaining a ceasefire.
From 6 a.m., we waited for the arrival of the evacuation column, which arrived only at 6:25 p.m. As of 7:40 p.m., we transferred 20 civilians rescued from the rubble to the agreed location. These are women and children. We hope that these people will go in the agreed direction, namely to the city of Zaporizhia, to the territory controlled by Ukraine.
Russian state media says 25 people are now out of the plant, including six children under the age of 14. Around 1,000 civilians are believed to still be inside, the last place still under the control of Ukrainian soldiers in Mariupol. Meanwhile, Ukrainian military officials say a Russian missile strike has hit the airport in the southwestern port of Odessa, damaging the runway to the point where it can no longer be used. Russia's targeting of the Black Sea port comes a week after Ukrainian officials said at least eight people were killed in a strike on the city. No casualties have been reported in this latest incident. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Today, the occupiers again fired rockets at the Dnipropetrovsk region and Odessa, again and again. Russian troops prove that the people of Odessa are the same enemies for Russia as all other Ukrainians. The runway of Odessa Airport was destroyed. We will, of course, rebuild it. But Odessa will never forget such Russian attitudes towards it.
Mr. Zelensky says Russia has lost 23,000 of its soldiers in what he's describing as a senseless war. He says Ukraine has destroyed more than 1,000 Russian tanks, almost 200 planes, and nearly 2,500 armoured vehicles during the conflict. The Ukrainian leader saying they are doing everything they can to return a sense of normalcy to the deoccupied parts of Ukraine. He switched from speaking in Ukrainian to Russian in his address in an appeal to urge to the country's soldiers to stop fighting.
The Russian command is well aware that thousands more Russian soldiers will be killed and thousands wounded in the coming weeks. But why do the Russian soldiers need this? Why do their families need this? Russian commanders lie to their soldiers when they say that they have some serious penalties for refusing to fight. And at the same time, they don't tell them, for example, about the preparation of additional refrigerators for storage of corpses by the Russian army.
Moldova's foreign minister, Nicu Popescu, says the future of Europe rests on how the war in Ukraine ends.
I think the future of the entire continent rests on the capacity of Ukraine to maintain its political system, its country, its resilience, and in this sense, the fate and the future of every country in this part of the world, of entire Europe, depends on how this war ends, on where it ends, and when it ends.
Moldova has been watching the conflict in Ukraine closely, particularly after a senior Russian military official said their forces are aiming to take full control of southern Ukraine, which spans Moldova's northern and eastern borders. When asked if Moldova was prepared to ask for weapons from other nations if the conflict spilled into the country, Mr. Popescu said the nation was not in a position to prejudge how things will evolve, but said preparations are underway for all possible contingencies. In New South Wales, hundreds of Ukrainian refugees will be offered free access to public transport across the state. 250 Opal cards, each worth $200, will be handed out to newly arrived Ukrainians in an effort to relieve them of financial hardship upon arrival. And Hollywood actor and United Nations humanitarian Angelina Jolie has made a visit to the western Ukrainian city of Lviv. Ms. Jolie has been a special envoy for refugees for the UNHCR since 2011. She spoke with displaced people who have found refuge in Lviv, including children undergoing treatment for injuries sustained in a missile strike on the Kramatorsk railway station in early April.
It must be, they must be in shock, and they must also, I know how trauma affects children, and so it's, but I know that just having somebody show how much they matter, how much their voices matter, I know how healing that is for them.
At least 52 people were killed and dozens wounded when the station was hit on the 8th of April. At one point, Ms. Jolie had to run for shelter when air raid sirens suddenly blared. Figures released by the UNHCR suggest over 12.7 million people have fled their homes in the past 2 months, including 7.7 million people displaced internally and more than 5 million who have fled over borders. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.